Hello.
Nice to see you, Karen.
To see you. Hi, Greg.
Hi.
Hey, Greg.
Hey, Teresa.
Hello. Hello.
Renata, is that you? She just left. No. Welcome, David. Hey, Brandon.
How you doing today, sir?
Fine, thank you. Tata, are you able to hear me?
Now I am, yes. I was kicked out for a little bit there, but I'm back now.
I was wondering if later in our conversation today, would you be willing to just give a little bit about your story? I'm thinking that for the summer conversations, it would be nice for us to just take 5 minutes each week and just have one of us just share a little bit about themselves. Would you be willing to do that
Sure. Yeah.
today? Okay. Thank you.
Problem.
Coach Casey, nice to see you. Familiar your background?
Howdy, y'all.
Hey, Kevin.
Hi.
Well, everybody, I think that Karen, I don't know if she is still at her computer or not, but she's in the throes of an upcoming wedding for one of her children. And so, oh, she is listening in. Okay. She will perhaps be able to be with us, start us off. I'm not, but I know that her commitments call her elsewhere during this time. But Karen, if you wanted to, didn't know if you wanted to say a word at the beginning or not. Sorry about that. So Veronica, you can't hear us?
I'm unmuted. Good to see everybody. Like to welcome everyone to our next edition of the summer conversation. I don't have a lot to add. This is my furlough week. I just will add that unemployment continues to be a struggle for us. We have Greg Markkinen's aide on our side. He is communicating with unemployment officials and also Ed McBroom. So we've called in the big guns, and hopefully we'll have more information as time goes on. Thanks for getting back to me with questions, though. Everyone's been good about how do I do this, and it's not an easy system to negotiate. So that's all I had, Philip.
Okay. So everybody in the room, please make sure you reach out to Karen with any questions that you have. We will be discussing them next Tuesday when we are all around the table and on my team. So don't make sure that you let Karen know what your experiences are and what your questions might be. Thanks, Karen. I thought that for the coming weeks during the summer, one of the things that we don't want to miss in terms of opportunity is a chance to actually listen to one of our colleagues tell a little bit about themselves, their role, and perhaps a little bit more than that. So I don't know what I want to call that, but I've asked Nata if she would just do that for us this week. She plays an important administrative role for us, and I think it's important that all of us know exactly or a little bit more precisely what it is that she does. And perhaps a little bit about herself, but what she finds meaningful and enjoyable about her role. So, Nata, thank you for your willingness to be the first in this series of sharing. So, welcome.
Thank you. I don't know if you can hear me. I have my fans blasting. It's pretty hot here in Long, so are you able to hear me fine?
You can.
Okay. So I'm the admin assistant for ISBN SCASH, and I just take care of everybody's needs and what needs to be done. I help students regularly. I've been working together with Leanne on our we were together in the diversity committee. So I have, my interest is to make Finlandia feel like home for students, like it did for me. I came here 2013 as an exchange student, and my experience was so good that I felt like I came home, which is very unusual when you come from a different country, and I'm from Finland, obviously. Maybe everybody knows. Maybe, I don't know if everybody knew that, but So then I came back 2016 to just say hi to my friends who I met, and I met my now husband, and therefore I moved here almost 2 years ago now, and I've been working for Finlandia for a year, a little over a year now.
Thank you. That's
yeah.
A great story. Anybody have a comment or a question for Nata?
I just want to say hi, Nata. Miss you.
Hi, Trish. I miss you too. I miss everybody. I miss seeing you.
Well, thank you. Today we can. I have some notes that I want to share in terms of updates that might be helpful, and. There might be folks that are not able to be with us today because of our scheduling of time off and other reasons, but we might just go around the room to make sure that anyone that does have a helpful update, even if I don't think to ask for it, I just hope that everybody would speak up in ways that can help. I wanted to ask, first of all, for those of us that are reporting to campus for work, and I think everybody is receiving the daily screening tool that we are using. In my use of that tool, I have not run into any issues, but I wanted to make sure that we address that right away to make sure that if there are folks who are using that tool to report to work and are finding something wrong, that we make sure that we cover that. Is anybody experiencing any difficulty with that tool? Okay.
I would say it would be, if it was possible, it would be better to have the tool so that you don't have to every time you use it put in your full name and your email address.
Okay.
And some way of having a sort of personalized link, that may not be possible. But it was just, it's just a bit, you know, every morning you have to get up and you have to type in your name, you have to type in your email and so on, rather than just sort of click on a link. That's my feeling.
Okay.
It is a bit tedious, thank you, Michael. And again, if you're not coming to campus, you don't have to fill it out.
Okay.
If you intend to come to work. But again, this was our trial. Olivia and the communications team did a nice job of setting that up in order to work out the kinks. So that is having to type in your email every time. I'll let Olivia maybe comment about any possible future adjustments.
As far as a personalized link that would be connected directly to your email, I can look into it. I'm not 100% confident that we could make that work, but we might be able to also just make it so that you only type in your name, for instance. You know, do we actually need the email in there? That's something that Karen and I can discuss and figure out if we feel that that's even necessary, because right now the reason that the email is in there is because if you do click a yes, it sends you an email that is exactly the same thing that you see if you go to the end screen after you submit it that says, please contact your supervisor, but do we really need both options? Karen and I can discuss that and figure out if you need to see the end screen and receive an email, if that's too redundant, then we can maybe eliminate the email option too.
Any other questions or comments for Olivia or Karen? Those are really helpful. Appreciate the feedback. We will continue to tweak these tools all the way through the next year, and as long as we are using them. Any other thoughts about enhancements or improvements? So in the chat box, there was a question, and it looks like it's been answered. Haven't had a reason to be tested, but just wanted to know. So I was, as a matter of fact, I talked to Karen earlier today and said, I don't know what the screen says if I answered no to any of the questions. And she was helpful in saying, and I just want to confirm with you in this conversation, Karen, that every single questionnaire, completed questionnaire, is received by HR, no matter what.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then if the questionnaire prompts us, for whatever reason, we have answered in a way that prompts us, other than we're clear to go to work or attend classes, that message is then, as the question had mentioned, we are to report to Finlandia. Does it actually say to Finlandia or to your supervisor?
I don't remember offhand, but HR gets Olivia. I think it's.
I believe it says your supervisor.
Yeah,
it says your supervisor.
Okay, good. And then we all know that automatically it also goes to HR.
Just to reiterate too that this is confidential. This is HIPAA does not necessarily oversee this process of back to work questionnaires for COVID, but it is treated as such, and we are being very careful with this information. So it is saved in a Excel spreadsheet, which is locked up tight. So there really is no reason to look at it. The only reason, you know, I get an email if someone would mark yes on any of the questions, then I get an email. So I'm not going in there every day and looking at all the no's, because I would get noticed if there was a yes. So.
But just to confirm, Karen, you said we're all getting the emails, but if we're not planning on coming to work physically, we just don't
just don't fill it out.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah, and that's really good, Michael. And I would say that may not be the case all the way, Michael, and the rest of us, that there may be a point where we want to say whether one is reporting to campus or not. But for now, that's how we are operating. And I know that there are some protocols on other campuses that, and certainly it's going to be the case once school starts, that even for those that are working off campus during the school year, we will have everybody completing this questionnaire just so that we can have the comprehensive archive. But for now, that is not necessary. One of the other things, Karen, that I can mention is the aggregate of this data, of these data, are going to be used by, you know, it's a way for us to report on, you know, what is the need, what decisions do we need to make based on the aggregates and other, you know, I don't know, Karen, if there's any comment or related to Western UP Public Health Department in terms of reporting aggregates to that kind of office.
Well, we've collected the data, you know, as each day, you know, brings us more clarity. We're collecting the data, and that way we'll have it. The state is also interested in collecting the data too, and we may have seen an email back to work questionnaire. The trouble is that feeds into the Department of Health at the state level, so we don't want to have that instead of what we need to have to function. So we'll get more clarity, I think, as things go on.
Thank you. Sherry, did you have a question? Okay. Anything else related to that self-screening tool and its use? Thank you again, Olivia and Karen. I have found that to be very helpful. All right. I think that the other thing I want to announce is that our colleague Anthony Schwass and his family, I mentioned this last week, that they have successfully moved in and are living here in Hancock. Anthony, I know, is in the room, but I don't know that he's able to actually participate fully, as we can all imagine, since getting back to campus last week and moving a family up here. He's very busy and working for enrollment. And so, Anthony, we just want to say welcome to you and your family. We're delighted to have you with us. I know that he, so I think that's enough for that. Anthony, I don't know if I want to just assume that you're not listening and want to say something, but.
No, I was listening. I thank you very much for the warm welcome. I am doing work with several individuals due to, obviously, admissions furloughs, and so being a little bit later and being on the phone with Renzi and doing several things like that have been interesting and fun, but. I'm on it, but I didn't want to completely miss out, so I'll be listening again.
All right. Welcome.
Thanks.
It also occurred to me is there anybody else in the room that for whom this is their first summer campus conversation? I don't want to miss out on any appropriate introductions, and I can miss that, but is there anybody that that I'm not thinking about at this point? All right. I would really like to hear a little bit more, Olivia, if you would be willing to just give us what's top of mind for you that might be helpful for this conversation on this week from communications and marketing.
So from communications and marketing, what we're really focused on right now is the Safe Open plan and trying to make sure that we have all of our ducks in a row for that, and also the certificate programs that we hope will be launching very soon. So we have been working on creating the content for that, the web pages, the marketing materials, the press releases, all of social media, all of that that goes with that. And I also want to give a shout out to Haley. I don't think she's on here right now because she's on furlough, but she's been doing a really great job, I think, of ensuring that Finlandia is in the conversation on social media with the Black Lives Matter movement, as well as the Pride. It's Pride Month right now, and she's got some really good posts scheduled out here that I think highlight how great of a university Finlandia really is for a diverse group of students. So those are kind of the top of mind things for me right now.
Thank you. Questions or comments for Olivia? Let me say that last Tuesday in my team's meeting, we made, well, it was my team and what's called Management Team Plus, so it has enrollment, management, significant leadership, Olivia being one of them, made commitments to giving her the next level of content for the Safe Open so that she can begin to populate the architecture that is there for building out the web page. And so she'll be receiving that later today. And so by this time next week, Olivia is going to be able to make sure that all of us have seen some of that fresh update and content. It's going to include calendar dates, and maybe I'll have Leanne talk a little bit about that. But we are firming up now the key dates for the fall semester, and that will lead this piece. I think it's really helpful to everybody to help kind of solidify reality in terms of opening safe in person, is to just get those dates. And so those are going to lead. And then we will have the two buckets that we always talk about. It's our commitments to wellness and our commitments to distancing and how we're going to do that together as a community. So next week, we will be able to introduce, I think, what's going to be some really substantive content for getting the word out that Finlandia is a fantastic place and a safe place for fall 2020. Leanne, why don't, could I ask you to just offer some top of mind things for you, whether it's related to schedule or beyond schedule? I think it's helpful for us to get a sense of the Res Hall some announcements I think you have related to leadership and otherwise.
Sure. So I was able to offer the RA positions to 6 people for next year. We have 3 returners and 3 new incoming RAs, and that's Dylan Harden, Malone Hebert, Nathan Johnson, Caleb Kirksey, Daniela Gonzalez, and Brianna Portis. So it's really nice. It's a nice diverse group. Some athletes, some not. You know, some nursing programs, business. It's a wide variety of people. So I'm really excited. They've all accepted, and we are starting the plans for training. And then I am diligently working on getting roommate information out right now so that our students can start meeting with their roommates, you know, texting each other, getting to know each other before they step foot on campus. And then we're also working on the best way to bring them in as safely as possible. I think we all recognize that the residence hall is going to be one of the most difficult places to keep safe. And with everyone coming from all across the country, that makes it a pretty scary time, I would say. And so we're doing everything in our power to limit the amount of exposure anybody can get to COVID-19. And so we're looking at different ways of testing when they arrive so that I will say some other colleagues at D1 schools have been testing as soon as their athletes come on campus. And if they find a positive in there, then they quarantine right away. And they quarantine before the test results come in. And then that just ensures that it's not spreading right from the minute that they step foot on campus. And so we're looking at following a similar approach as well. And so that means we're just trying to work around scheduling to make sure that people can be here with enough time to get tested, make sure that they're negative for COVID, and then safely come into the classrooms or start practicing on the field and stuff like that.
Thanks, Liam. Questions or comments for Leanne? We have Sam, you, let's see. Sam, you asked about campus visits. I can commit to you today, Sam, and everyone else that is asking this question, that we discussed it earlier this week. We will have the guidelines in place by when we meet next Tuesday. My team meets next Tuesday, okay? We're all feeling a sense of real urgency there. We now have an opportunity to, and we are getting requests. So we want to be responsive, and I'm confident that we will be able to have those protocols in place and begin to welcome students back to campus. We don't have all the details worked out, but I know that between admissions and security and academics, everybody will do that so that you can have an answer by Tuesday or Wednesday morning. Thanks for asking. All right. I was wondering, Cindy, I didn't get a chance to reach out to you before our conversation today, but I forget, I have it in my notes, but we are going to each week make sure that we are listening to you as we continue to build an intentional exercise together. That's a terrible word, but a commitment for this coming year related to Black Lives Matter, related to social justice, related to all those things that we understand we need to be about and are about. So is there anything that you wanted to, since last week and we started to announce this particular activity?
Yeah, I actually thought about sending an email to you before this meeting. This would be more of an update to you, but also would let the larger group know that we're moving forward. So you had given some resources and some direction on writing some guiding language, and I did come up with a document that is obviously in a rough draft stage, and I sent that to Nick Quick yesterday and asked him to read through it and give me his initial feedback. And then once Nick and I feel that it's our final copy of a rough draft, then we would reach out to you and Pastor Sarah and some others to come up with a document that we felt was the final document, and then start doing some nuts and bolts foundational planning based on that.
And I know that we want to work at some of the guiding language so that as you populate this team, there's a sense for the scope and the degree of engagement and involvement that would be requested.
Yeah, and we used some of the ELCA pillars of higher education tenants. We looked at the rooted in open language as it talks to equality of all, and some of the beliefs, even going back, starting with Martin Luther, as to radical inquiry. And then we pulled some things from the statement that you had emailed out to the students and tried to weave that into what we felt really gave a sense of where we're coming from and where our goal is to go with this, with our education and our intentional statements of social justice, and be sure that we are doing that as best as we can. You know better today than you did yesterday. So every single day is kind of an intention to learn a little more and do a little better and bring the campus along as a group in that, including faculty, staff, and students.
Thank you. Any comments or questions for Cindy related to that? Okay. Gary Black, our CFO, Gary is with us as he always is. Gary, could you provide just some top of mind pieces from your office that would be helpful this week?
Yeah, I'm not sure we have much in the way of news. We are, obviously, our year end is winding down, our fiscal year end at the end of this month. And so our office is kind of knee deep in preparing for that. Folks in financial aid are obviously cranking out, all they can for, awards for incoming students, trying to get those students around the fence and entice them some more. So we're really sort of immersed in those things right now, and we're probably one of the few groups that has appreciated the quiet time with people away from campus because this is our busy season. But that's more or less what's going on at the moment, kind of this stuff.
Any questions or comments for Gary? So maybe for everybody in the room could know that Finlandia's fiscal year runs from July 1 to June 30. So that's why the business office is cranking up for year-end stuff. We will have auditors here in the fall, and that needs to be done in a timely fashion for our board meeting. So it is an intense time for them. Related to that, although it's distinct, advancement is, we also operate not on an academic calendar and not actually on a yearly calendar, but on the fiscal year. And so, we're looking at our goal assessment, that ends June 30th as well. We are at 99% of our goal. So that means that we will reach a goal of $2.5 million raised for operating alone. So it's been a successful year. We've had successive years that has really provided the support that we need for day-to-day quality for our students. And so when we say operating, that's in contrast to, there are three buckets in advancement. It's operating, it's plant or facilities, and then it's endowment. And our focus is on operating. And that dependency is too high. We need to bring the dependency on advancement for operating down. And we are building that into next year's budget. As we do the budget work, we are going to work really hard at limiting that dependence, because that dependence is unhealthy and in many ways unsustainable. So that's encouraging for me to see the traction that we've been able to achieve, not only in meeting our goals over the last 3 and 4 years, and much longer, but also that we're able to start diminishing or decreasing that dependency. So that's really good news for Finlandia. Even though there's 1% remaining, we know gifts that are coming in, and I'm confident that we will reach that goal by fiscal year end.
Hey, Gary, as we receive equipment, do you want us to drop the purchase orders by, or is a digital copy okay?
I think at the moment, we're working with digital copies. What purchase orders? So the purchase orders are down here
in whatever the invoice, the thing that comes in the box.
The thing that comes in the box. If it's an invoice, it should come down to, it should come right to the business office first thing. If you get an invoice, then bring it on down.
Okay.
And then you would fill out, you know, the confirmation that you received, the goods that are on the invoice, that the invoice is okay.
Okay.
Is that the shipping receipt? Like when you get the box of goods, is it the shipping receipt that we would need to then come down to the business office?
Yeah. I'm just going to let you take a picture and send it to you, or do you want the actual paper copy from the CSN?
You can scan it and send it to me via email.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions for the business office? Comments? Thanks, you guys. Okay. Let me, if I could, Brandon, you're with us again today. Would there be some updates from Emergency Management Committee or otherwise campus safety and security that would be helpful for us this week?
Sure. I'm not going to turn my video on because everything keeps freezing. So if you guys can't hear me, please let me know. As far as the EMC goes, yesterday we brought up two topics of conversation, one from Gary Black about whether or not the tours should be, you know, held, or like could they be held, and legally I don't think there's anything in the executive orders that would stop us from doing that. So like you're saying, having a good plan in place and creating a way to, you know, make sure that we're following everything that the executive orders say that we have to follow is being done. The other thing that we talked about, let me get into this. Well, as I'm looking this up, just so everybody is aware, camp security's hours have changed, at least for the time being, for all the furloughs. So we are currently operating from noon to midnight, Monday through Thursday, and then noon to 2 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I know that I've been getting a lot of messages and things people wanting before that, but we are not available. The other one that was asked yesterday was about, you know, the opening of Tavo Gym, and whether or not, you know, that was going to be allowed. If anybody's curious, you can look up the latest executive order that talks about gyms. It's CO 2020 TAC 114. And then go down to subsection 13. And in there, it's a pretty specific set of guidelines that we need to follow. And I think one of the big ones that is going to really make this difficult is the amount of spacing that is necessary between people working out. It's like 10 feet, and if you're going to be closer than 10 feet, I think you have to have physical barriers in place, and that's still at a 6-foot distance. So then while you're walking around, so as I imagined all this in my brain this year, I'm like, okay, so we're going to have to go in there and take out, you know, 10-foot boxes, and then add, like, you know, maybe like a 1-foot walking lane in between all the 10-foot boxes in there, and then, you know, randomly pick out the equipment necessary that we deem necessary for this to happen. I know that I believe Mariah is going to be piercing that and trying to figure out, you know, how to best move forward with that. Another thing, up to this point, the McCaffrey Field has been more or less closed. In case any of you are driving by there and you see people on the field, Hancock High School football is practicing, and we are allowing that to happen. I think that is all I have. So there's a couple other things I think that have been coming up too, is like when people are going to be doing the campus tours and doing all that. Like, I know that, or at least I believe communications is working on updating the stuff for the dorms and the gym, so that not necessarily everything will be shown, because all the cleaning that's already gone and taken place. Another thing that AZ Province, I've heard that people have been having trouble with the training in ADT. I had a little bit of trouble, and then you just kind of have to like click out and go back home. It's almost like it takes you through all the way through, but it doesn't necessarily mean to, and you have to click on each one of the subsections in the actual training, and then the other one is just the PDF. It doesn't show that you've completed it, so that'll have to be something that we address, maybe supervisors keep track, or just have like an email, something along those lines of...
Okay. Brandon? You
know. Yep.
There is a third module that I found buried in the training module that is actually the test. So I'll upload that.
Okay. Yeah, because I was able to, you know, air quote, complete it without taking the test.
Right. We found it.
Okay. Well, thank you.
We'll get that uploaded. Let everybody know.
And I think that's all I have.
Thank you, Brandon. I know that next, we are discussing the Pablo and Ermi piece, and as we mentioned, we'll be providing protocols for campus visits. So Karen, is it fair to say that if people are running into any issues with the online training module, they just can reach out to you, or is that the best thing to do?
Yep, they are.
Okay.
Yep.
Any questions or comments for Brandon? Thank you, Brandon, for the good work. And Brandon, if we go to the website, no, we don't do that. So the hours that you just shared with us in terms of security, where's a place where, did everybody catch that? Because I know that my hand wasn't quite quick enough. Is that available somewhere that's appropriately posted? So
that is not currently available anywhere. I didn't think that it because it's kind of
no, it's not.
It sounds like me putting a sign on my door will help.
So I was wondering if workplace, maybe that's not even appropriate. So I don't know, but anyway, if anyone I guess has questions about security hours, just reach out to Brandon.
That would be, I think, the best way to handle that one.
Okay. All right. All right. Is there anybody, before I start with some other general updates, anybody else that has some news and information that would be helpful to today's conversation?
Can I chime in?
Please, Bill. Welcome.
Yeah, hi everybody. There's a company, I was contacted by Remsey, and there's a company called American Recycling. They're going to be here either on the 24th or the 25th, picking up a lot of electronics recycling. And I have a $250 Thrive-In mini grant to pay for the safe recycling of all of our, not all, but most of our boxy old CRT TVs. And as of right now, there's only two that me and Rebecca are thinking of keeping on campus, just in case anyone still uses like VCRs or something like that. And I just wanted to give that update in case anyone had any questions or concerns about where these old relic TVs are when they get back to campus.
Withdrawal. So, Bill, I have a question. If we know that there is a dinosaur TV somewhere around, and we know that we don't want it here in the fall,
we can email you and just say, is this in your inventory list?
They're already gone.
They're already gone.
They're already gone.
Okay, sorry, I wasn't listening. I thought,
that's okay.
What were the dates?
They don't know if it'll be the 24th or the 25th, but they're going to call and let me know as it gets closer to that day.
So you're saying the TVs have been taken and placed somewhere to be removed?
The passive voice construction is serious. I'm the one who did it.
Okay, so in other words, they're not where we left them, but they still are on campus to be taken away.
Right now, they're at the loading or unloading dock of Finlandia Hall.
Got it. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Hey, Bill, if Thrivent wants a photo op that involves their super soft t-shirts, I'm more than willing to be in a photo op because they're
that
very
soft.
That
sounds good. I'm already washing the t-shirts.
Oh, nice, nice.
Now, those are actually very special t-shirts.
I just got covered in paint from painting, and I really want another one.
besides that, the message is rather profound. Live generously. I think that that's not a bad life philosophy for all of us. Bill, any questions or comments for Bill? So any guess on the signage, Bill?
I don't know yet. Curtain maintenance are going to move that giant projector TV in Mannerheim Central. Mm-hmm. They're charging for TVs 20 cents a pound. And I have $250, so I think that'll cover it. But REMSI is recycling all kinds of stuff. So if it's under $250, I'll just donate the rest of that money to help with the others.
Great.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
I just want to thank Bill for helping maintenance out. And if anybody wants that big TV in Mannerheim Central, it's going to be moved by Monday. You're welcome to take it.
if you want the dimensions, just ask Kurt. It's about 10 feet by 50. No, it's a monster. Thanks, Bill, for that update. Appreciate that. The whole campus is feeling lighter, or it will. Any other updates or information that would be helpful for today's conversation?
Philip, I don't have an update. I do have a request, though, if I could. I'm just wanting to point out that Monday is the last day for withdrawal by 4 p.m., and if anyone has any students who are struggling, please get that information to me, email me. That and our academic support team continues to work with struggling students to try to get them through what they need to get through. Thanks.
Yeah, Veronica, that's really important. Thank you. We discussed that with my team last Tuesday and with Management Team Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's especially important that for all students, and it is important as well for any of our students that compete in Division III athletics as well.
Mm-hmm.
This can have implications for fall. So if there's any coaches in the room that have not received, and I know that you have received information on these students, if you have any questions at all, make sure that you reach out to Veronica.
Thank you. And grades are due by 3 p.m. today. Just in case. Thanks.
I have a question about that, Veronica. If I've submitted my grades so you can see their grades already, and so if someone's struggling, do you need a different email from me, or?
If you've already submitted grades, I have seen those, and I've already got the spreadsheet, set up with who is, failing.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for getting that information out. If you haven't, then I would kind of need maybe a heads up. That would be great.
Okay, and if you want any more information, just let me know.
Right, if anybody's slipping after Monday, please,
That's fair.
Right.
No,
I would like to say this group, there's so many faculty that work so closely with us, and just wrapping those, even we even got an email from Anthony as enrollment dean, but wrapping the services around those students and having all of us on the same page and just sharing information back and forth and knowing that we're doing it at a confidential professional level with the best interest of the student in mind is just so huge and so appreciated and just makes all of our job, I think, so much easier. I mean, to the point where, you know, a faculty member will email me in response to a student I'm concerned about and say, I'm going to run my Canvas course. It was this date, this time, and they spent this much time in there. Because then it really informs, you know, I'm going to reach out to the students. They're going to give me some information, and I already know if they're giving me accurate information or not. It's just so helpful. You know, and you're a professional, and you're like, you don't say, like, well, you know, Dr. Rose said, but you don't. You're just like, okay, you know, I think that to be successful in this course, it's going to take about this much time, and you probably should be spending this much time a week on Canvas. You know they're not, because you've already gotten information from the faculty member, and then you ask to see what that student says. So that open professional dialogue that happens at all levels in this campus is so appreciated and so helpful.
Thanks, Cindy. There is a question in the chat that Veronica, you can confirm in the room now that if coaches are not receiving any information, or that means that there's no one on their roster that Student Success is looking at currently.
I can't say that exactly because our usual go-to person, Grace, is only like fall and spring. Her TLC responsibilities doesn't cover summer, so it's not something that I have, you know, necessarily on my radar to forward that information to coaches. I probably could do it, but I'd have to do some digging to see who's on whose rosters, and you know, with incoming new students, I don't know who's an athlete and who's not. So I suppose if you had questions and you wanted to get your roster to me, you know, I can check, you know, I certainly could verify that way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think between Veronica, Cindy, and I will be able to get coaches the information that they need. So I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, obviously I'm not on contract in the TLC, but the success of our students is more important to me than watching whatever is on Bravo. We'll make it great.
and the perhaps the urgency in this for this conversation is that with withdrawal coming up, we don't want to find students who would have been better served to be counseled to withdraw, and it's too late.
So right.
Thanks for that's really helpful.
I have one question about, or kind of suggestion. When I was at Drexel, my athletes, there was kind of like an asterisk in the Drexel version of Empower that like would say not just like that they were an athlete, but which sport they're in. And I was wondering if maybe that's something that someone that knows anything more about Empower could look into eventually of like having that asterisk in Empower so that when you do like look at your students, Veronica, and you can see like, oh, this student here, it's clear. Cause like even for me, like, you know, yeah, I would love to tell my coaches about students, and sometimes I do, but it's really, like I have to go on the website, like of all the different teams, and sometimes I just Google the student's name plus Finlandia to see if they come up as an athlete. But it might be possible to have it connected on Empower, and then it'd be easier for faculty and for the TLC and for your office as well. To just like get the students to help they need.
Well, absolutely. Let's, is there anybody that can speak to that that's in the room today? Because certainly we have the functionality. It's a matter of access, perhaps. It's a matter of linkage.
I know Curtis isn't on here, and I don't think Nordy is either, but per NCAA regulations, coaches are not allowed to advise student athletes. So, and per Finlandia rules, are not supposed to reach out to faculty. The proper channel is for Cindy and Veronica.
Well, that's helpful, Grace. Thank you. So Grace, what is your counsel for Trish, or what?
I would say if you have an issue with a student, then the first point of contact is going to be Veronica, and if Veronica or Cindy, and if Veronica or Cindy deem it necessary to bring a coach in, then that's Veronica or Cindy's prerogative. In the fall or the spring, it'll go through me, and then I will make the coach aware if they need to be aware.
Okay, so when we first came here, we were told to contact coaches directly. So is this a policy that's changed in the last 6 months?
I think it's a policy that the rules have always been pretty clear from the NCAA. It's just that it wasn't necessarily the rule that we were most interested in complying with until we really started to be more interested in academic compliance.
Okay, so that would be something that would be valuable to tell all the faculty in some kind of memo, because I was onboarded in 2018 and was told that, you know, I go to other faculty members or advisors before I might go to Veronica, because Veronica's so busy, to do kind of in-house and, quietly to see, okay, have you seen this student? Are they okay? That sort of thing. But, and so coaches were kind of a part of that. So if we're not to talk to the coaches, then we need to be told not to talk to the coaches.
So if you're concerned about a student for any reason, you can go to a coach as colleague to colleague, say, listen, we both care about this kid, I'm concerned about this kid. What can't happen is a coach reach out to you and say, what's going on with this kid? What can I do to do whatever this kid needs to get done? That's where the breakdown is.
So, one thing that I've done with coaches in the past, I've been encouraged to do, is just be like, hey, there's a big assignment that's due here, and so, or so-and-so has not been doing this thing, to kind of because it's fun to sit coaches on the students, because the coaches sometimes don't get the students to actually do the thing. Is that okay by NCAA? Because that's an informal, we do a lot of informal things here, but I don't usually hear from coaches to me. I rarely ever hear from coaches. I talk to the coaches directly.
Yeah, for sure. If you want to initiate that conversation and you're looking out for the welfare of the student, that's fine.
Yeah.
The flip side is not okay.
Yeah, so I do that with every, if I know a student's in a club or something like that, I'd go to the club person. But all my students are in coaching, so, or in students basically asking, so it's easier that way.
Right, so if you come to me and you say, Susie soccer players in my class, and we have a really big assignment coming up, and I know you guys are away this weekend, could you mention in the study hall? That's fine. Yes. If I go to you and say, how's Susie's soccer player doing and what can I do to push her to get her assignments done, that's not okay.
Okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate that. Thanks for the clarification, Bruce. Okay, we have about 6 minutes. Anybody else bring any question or update or information or announcement before I offer just some real quick project updates for everybody? Who else has brought something that would be helpful?
I have a question regarding, are there going to be another round of summer school classes offered, or is this it as far as what we're doing?
Who can best answer that, Veronica?
Right. No, this is it. This is the only offering.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. I just had someone ask, and I wasn't sure, and I couldn't find anything, so I thought I'd ask.
Right.
Yeah, and it's a good question, Brian. We have had two sessions in the summer. We have one session this summer.
I've got a question. It's maybe a bit big. What preparations have we made, and what preparations do we need to make for the possibility that the students cannot return physically and that everything has to be online?
Yeah, that is big, Michael. I can make a note, and we can dedicate some time next Thursday. Are you going to be here next Thursday?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Certainly, that's been a part of our thinking from the beginning of the summer, because it's one of the scenarios that we have to plan for. But I would like to have Freddie, you know, be a part of that, and others who aren't in the room today. And so, because it's not simply about program delivery, you know, we've tested the system last spring. We know that we can deliver. But there are several other key factors. We can imagine that the students that come to Finlandia, they are not coming to Finlandia for an online product. I think we can all agree to that. So the question is, if in fact, Michael, we are, for whatever reason, we cannot have in person, we have to make some very careful, although just tentative projections on the impact it's going to have for students and families who are going to say, if I have to take this online, and if it looks like it's more than a semester, why would I pay for a private in-person on-campus residential experience when I can get an online course that is much less expensive? So the revenue models that we would have to do, exist for us, and we will, and we have done some of that. So I don't know if that, am I getting at some of what you're asking, Michael, or am I misunderstanding?
No, I think I just wanted to know what we've done and what we need to do.
Yeah. This is one of the reasons why all of the privates in Michigan, all of us, all of the presidents have banded together and stormed the governor's office, and do it every week in some fashion, to make sure that the governor's aware of our capacity. Certainly it's a helpful indication from what we heard recently from the governor in terms of fall and in-person education. Those are all the kinds of those are the things we want to see as we go through the summer. But to your point, Michael, there's no guarantee. So let's dedicate some time next week to that particular question. I might need your prompt, Michael, okay?
Hey, Philip?
Yeah.
Hey, so I just got off the phone with Freddie, and because of furlough, and like I know Veronica's here through, I think, Friday of this week, Aaron comes in next week, just to kind of prevent any gaps in students falling through, for a W, we are going to extend the withdrawal deadline from Monday of this coming week to Thursday the 25th.
Oh, great. Thank you,
Dave. That might help out a little bit there, make sure that we can catch anything that might slip through the cracks.
Thank you. Yes, that would be wonderful.
And I'll put an email out to all the students along with the faculty and adjuncts regarding that also.
Well, Jason, that's a really helpful and important update, and it's an example of how we modify as we go. And that's really the context that we're in right now. So thanks for that smart move, and it's going to serve our students well. Appreciate
it. It's going to help out. It'll make things easier. So.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. So all I will say in the last minute here is College of Health Sciences continues to move forward, and we continue to have the same anticipated delivery of programs this fall. The Wellness Center continues forward. The Center for Vocation and Career, those conversations continue in terms of space, occupying space that's been vacated because of the College of Health Sciences move. Mannerheim Central continues on pace. So all of those are encouraging for us. I'm just going to check real quick any other notes that I had. Those are the key, renovation or building pieces. What we talked about at with Olivia and communications is to build a series of public relations announcements, press releases, that are especially helpful for local communities related to momentum and traction for our campus. That's going to be very important. But it's also important that everybody in the room today, when you have an opportunity to have a conversation about things that are new for Finlandia this fall, those are top of mind. Esports and the new student lounge, College of Health Sciences renovation, the Center for Vocation and Career. These are big deals. The Wellness Center, the clinic, those are big pieces that you can share. And that makes a difference as families are somewhat delayed sometimes in their decision making because of COVID and other reasons. So be sure to keep those top of mind as well, and we'll make sure that language is out there and available to you to be able to share those stories. All right. It's 2 minutes after two. Thank you all again. Good to be with you this week. Stay well, and see you next Thursday. Bye-bye now.
Bye.